Good morning. Another comfortable and dry start to the day across interior New York and New England, although a couple of systems are beginning to approach the area. One is some moisture feeding off of the Atlantic Ocean that's moving into coastal sections of New York and New England and starting to slowly creep inland. This will generate some additional cloud cover in these areas through the morning hours. And a front that's sliding through southern Canada is heading our way with some high to mid-level clouds. So the bottom line is we'll have a fair amount of sunshine today and a nice warm-up. Although clouds will tend to mix in during the afternoon, the humidity levels will stay low and it will be comfortable as highs approach the 80-degree mark. Clouds will continue to move into the area from the south and the north, and skies will be mostly cloudy tonight, with lows much milder and back into the lower 60s. Humidity will begin to increase out ahead of that slow-moving front to the north and west as we head into the upcoming weekend. Still plenty of clouds generated by that front, and we could even see a scattered shower or thunderstorm on Saturday, but generally dry and a more summer-like feel with that higher humidity. Highs will be in the lower to mid-80s. It looks like the front will back off a bit off to the west on Sunday, keeping us dry, warm, and humid, and with a mix of sun and clouds, we'll be in the upper 80s. That front, again, will be the focus of the weather as we get into the early part of next week. A large ridge of high pressure off the eastern seaboard will tend to slowly break down, allowing the front to draw closer, but not move completely through the region. The result will be a mix of sun and clouds on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and all 3 days will offer up at least the chance of a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms while we are on the warmer and more humid side of the front. Highs will be in the upper 80s to around 90. Finally, it does look like that front will push through on Wednesday night and Thursday with a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs back into the mid-80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today on the heels of historic heat in the southwest, additional record-breaking hot weather is forecast over the Pacific Northwest into the Sacramento Valley beginning over the weekend before spreading east by midweek beneath a strong dome of high pressure. Forecast highs tomorrow in cities such as Portland and Seattle will approach 110 degrees, which would break previously held all-time high temperature records for these locations. By Sunday, the extreme heat is forecast to drift east toward Idaho and Montana, with some locations potentially hitting readings of 110 degrees in these states. Moreover, little relief is expected from the heat at night, as low temperatures will remain in the middle 70s through early next week. Excessive heat watches and heat warnings blanket the region through Wednesday. Residents are advised to limit outdoor activity, drink plenty of fluids, and stay in air-conditioned rooms if possible. At Mount Washington this morning, 40 miles visibility with mostly clear skies and 44 degrees on a southwest wind at 26, gusting to 33 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 43 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly clear skies and 55 degrees, the dew point 47, 74% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.32 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the upper 70s, Boston mostly cloudy with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 76 degrees, the low 45. The average temperature, 61, that's 10 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.26 inches for the month, which is 1 inch below normal, and 14.67 inches for the year, which is 3.08 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 60. The record high, 95, set in 1898, and the record low, 45 in 1979 and 1982. Sunrise was at 5:18 a.m., Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight. No change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs around 80. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower tonight, lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs near 80. Mostly cloudy tonight in the lower to mid 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, increased humidity with a scattered shower or thunderstorm, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds and humid, upper 80s on Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and high humidity with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s to around 90, and a better chance of showers and storms on Thursday in the mid-80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.